Hello, and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Today, I would like to speak to you about control. Some of you may not realize that you are attempting to control the people in your life. That being said, this may be a difficult topic for you to hear. I want you to know that I am not here to judge or criticize you. I am hoping that by pointing out this behavior, you can begin to recognize it and make some changes. Quite often, individuals with narcissistic tendencies feel the need to control nearly everything and everyone in their lives, and their partners will feel they are being micromanaged and are constantly afraid of doing the wrong thing. As a result, the partner often ends up feeling stressed and overwhelmed in the relationship. The need to control others can have a negative impact on the person attempting to control everything around them, as well as on the individual being controlled. Many individuals who display these traits may feel that they lack control over their lives. They may feel that very little in their environment is within their control. This may be due to them having an external locus of control. If you haven't yet listened to my episode called Understanding Your Locus of Control, you may want to listen to it after this episode. I realize that the feeling of having little control in your life can be frightening, and it may even leave you feeling vulnerable and exposed. I want to tell you, great job for being here and listening. I know it isn't easy to prioritize your personal growth, especially because it may challenge the person you used to be, or the person you no longer want to be. The feeling of having little or no control in your life may lead you to try to control what you can in your environment. Many times, you may feel that your loved ones are the only thing that you can completely control. And because of this, those closest to you may end up feeling diminished and unheard. They may begin to feel overshadowed by you, and also feel that their lives don't matter. Individuals who exhibit narcissistic tendencies may feel the need to control the people they care about because of their fear of being abandoned. This fear may be due to having undeveloped object constancy. Object constancy is a developmental milestone that we acquire between the ages of 2 and 3. It allows us to maintain emotional bonds with others, even when they are away from us. It is the ability to maintain positive feelings for someone while you are feeling hurt, angry, frustrated, or disappointed by their behavior. Essentially, you are able to maintain constant positive emotions towards them, even when you feel your loved one figuratively disappears. For example, say you have an argument with your loved one. During the argument, the other person may become angry, raise their voice, or may say some harsh words. For someone who has developed object constancy, they will attribute their partner's personality shift to the fact that emotions are heightened during the argument. They realize that this is an argument and are still able to maintain love and care for their partner. On the other hand, a heated argument may lead you to emotionally disconnect entirely from your partner. During the argument, you may see your loved one as a stranger, or even worse, as an enemy. At the moment of disconnect, it is as if the person you love and care about has disappeared. Individuals with narcissistic tendencies will fight unfairly during an argument because they genuinely feel threatened by the other person. In the moment, they are unable to maintain positive feelings towards the other person, even though this may be someone they dearly love and care about. They will only see the other person as someone who has hurt them, and they will fight back harshly. They will not remember that they love and care about this person, or that this person cares about them. During an argument, you may develop tunnel vision and only care about getting back at the other person who you feel has hurt you. As a result, you may do and say things you later regret. Without object constancy, every argument has the potential to lead to a breakup of the relationship. It is not uncommon for individuals with narcissistic tendencies to have a difficult time genuinely connecting with other people, since genuine connection requires vulnerability. Because of this, when they find their ideal person, they may become extremely possessive of them. As a result, you may develop the fear of losing the one person who makes you feel safe, seen, and loved. The one person who truly knows you. This fear may make you feel vulnerable and insecure. Those who exhibit narcissistic traits do not like feeling vulnerable. They prefer to be in control at all times if possible. This controlling behavior can appear in a number of ways. It may be having your partner or family member report to you at all times. It may be controlling what they wear. It may be controlling who they can be friends with or how they spend their free time. Individuals with narcissistic traits may also attempt to control others in indirect ways. Without realizing it, you may attempt to control others by your moods or emotions. For example, if for some reason you do not get your way, you may unknowingly sulk or lash out in anger. Or you might use guilt to covertly manipulate them. You could end up making life unbearable for the other person, until they do exactly what you want. It is often stated that narcissistic individuals see their partner as an extension of themselves. You may not realize it, but it is possible that you do not see your loved one as a separate entity. What is not often stated or understood is that you may see your partner as an extension of yourself because of fear. Many people who exhibit narcissistic traits spend time and energy building and projecting an image of success. You may avoid weakness and failure because you have an overwhelming fear of being rejected and of failing. So when you allow someone to enter into your orbit, it may be to further the life that you have created or want to create. You may be only choosing individuals who you perceive as valuable to you. You may see them as having attributes that perhaps you are lacking but want to incorporate into your life. Because of this, you may begin to blur the boundaries between their traits and your own. You would likely desire to have their strengths, so you may begin to take ownership of them by controlling the person. Fear is a powerful emotion which can propel you to do great things. But if you are not careful, fear can cause you to act in controlling ways and overwhelm those around you. It's important that you acknowledge that you want to be in control, but you don't need to control others. Give yourself permission to take a healthy step back from controlling others. I often recommend eliminating statements like "you should," "you need," and "you ought" from your vocabulary when speaking to others. It's important not to tell those around you what they need, should, or ought to do. Try to limit the use of these words. When asking someone to do something, make it a suggestion instead of a demand, and give them some options. The feeling that you need to control everyone around you and your environment can be exhausting and time-consuming. If you are exhibiting controlling behaviors in your relationships, it is important to assess the impact it is having on the quality of your relationships. You may even find that by relinquishing your need to control others, your relationships with them will improve. At the end of the day, we all want people to be around us because they love and care about us, not because, without realizing it, we are manipulating the other person. Give this topic some thought, and again, great job for being here and listening. I am so proud of you for being here to own your stuff. Keep listening, keep learning, and keep doing your best. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. And until next time, see you soon.